Hello, hello, it is me, DC Editor-in-Chief Dan DiDio. Welcome to the episode, the podcast, the X. Is third part of Trekkie and Trenchcoat review The Help, issue 13. In this, they say some very bad things about my people, the Italians. Oh, so offensive. I think Trenchcoat just a bit. That I drive the DC Comics into the ground. I can no help, I just stupid the Guido. Enjoy the show.
There was a movie that you made me watch where I had never seen people fuck in a big tub of grapes, and I didn't think that really happened.
You know, and of course, you know what's sad? I've seen so many sick movies. I don't.
Yeah, it was the one where Rock Hudson changes his whole personality, changes his face.
Seconds. Yeah, that was great.
Seconds. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. If anybody wants to see people fuck in a big barrel of grapes, that's your movie.
Now there you go. If Rock Hudson and his boyfriend wanted to adopt a child after he provided you with great entertainment in the form of that movie, are you saying he shouldn't be allowed?
No, I would want him to pretend to be in love with his wife and raise his kid in that household full of hatred, vitriol, and misery than to raise a boy with love and tenderness with another man.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, by the way,
you've gone into shtick mode, so I'll just...
No, I'm dead serious. The most miserable nuclear family is a better household for a little child than a loving gay guy, than two loving gay men.
Because why?
Because I said so.
Okay.
Because there's arbitrary rights and wrongs in this world, and two gay men should not raise a child, period.
Okay, what if it's a gay child?
What difference does that make?
You want a gay child raised by straight parents?
Sure.
What?
I don't want the kid to be made to feel bad because he's gay. I just think
kid's going
to
be all confused. Anyway.
Okay, kids don't turn gay because they see their parents gay.
Right, exactly, which is why gays should be allowed to have kids.
I think it's better for kids to see proper role models.
Proper.
Yes, proper.
Proper. And
a man.
Who is to say?
Men fix garbage disposals. That's what men do. Men drive. Men fix garbage disposals.
So,
this is what men do.
So gay men aren't men.
Women cook meals.
Wait. So gay men are not men.
Correct.
Are they mutants or aliens or what are they?
Well, they're somewhere between men and women. They haven't decided what they want to be.
But that's not a choice. Like, you know, Kingsley is gay because that's how he was born. What?
Who's Kingsley?
Okay, I thought you were listening to your own podcast that you were recording, which is this one. Kingsley is the gay guy on Thume who prays to Jesus so he won't be gay.
Well, okay, so at least he's getting off on the right foot.
What?
Well, maybe instead of praying to Jesus, maybe we should just set him up with a chick. What do you say?
But he's not going to want to fuck her because he's gay.
Well, maybe he's – I don't know. Maybe he hasn't maybe he hasn't met the right woman. All right.
Like Liberace.
Okay. You know how women bodybuilders –
That's what he always – they would ask him – on talk shows, they would ask Liberace, well, how come you're not married yet? Oh, well, I just haven't found the right woman. Oh, shut up, you fag. I mean, come on. What? Is this thing on? Hello?
Did you just compare –
I compared Kingsley to Liberace, yeah.
You compared Kingsley, your fellow podcaster, to Liberace?
I have never podcasted with Kingsley.
And I probably never will after this.
Oh, he doesn't listen to PCX. He doesn't even listen to Thune because Tim won't give him the URL.
So you mean he records a podcast and he doesn't even get to listen to his own podcast?
No, isn't that great?
So really, Vixen and...
By the way, I want to point out, you who have the freedom to listen to any episode of PCX will not choose to vote. I mean, listen to PCX. So you're like just trashing your own freedoms by not using them. Shame on you.
Are you saying the freedom is free?
I'm asking you.
Did I have to pay for it by listening to every episode of Podcast X?
No, just the good ones. No, and I'm asking you. Actually, what
I will listen to any podcaster other than me that keeps you within some sort of range.
There's the real issue. You're like, I don't want to hear anybody that lets you talk because I don't want to hear what you have to say. Everything you say is offensive to me because you don't agree with me.
I just want somebody to keep you within some sort of range or boundary. That's all.
Boundary.
I don't want you to go saying that 9/11 was good for us and we needed 2,000 people to be blown up.
9/11 was somewhat good for us. But and by the way, even though you're just manipulating me into saying this, because you want to hear me say this for some perverse reason, we do need another 9/11. We have people like you having orgies in Florida, whereas people are dying in the streets, and you don't give a shit about any of these people, these homeless people you have to walk over. In fact, you probably kick them. And then you're like, good that I kicked them, because now they have physically done something today. They are clearly lazy and should get a job.
Well, unless they're mentally retarded or mentally handicapped, yes.
But most Americans now are pretty much retarded. Especially down south.
I mean, can't they cobble shoes or something? Isn't there some little manual labor job we can give them? Even prisoners make furniture. See, this is why there's homeless. As soon as we started having prisoners like make shit and sell shit, they undercut the regular economy.
Here you go. And here's the question. Would you agree that prisoners should be allowed to adopt children?
Not if they're gay prisoners.
Oh, I was going to say because in prison, the children would learn discipline and order, and I would think you would approve.
No, I don't approve of prisoners raising children. That's just crazy talk.
Why? Do you like kids? I can't stand kids.
I see, this is the root. This is what I've been trying to tell the fans.
What?
You have no interest in the world after you're gone.
Kids are. Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm like, why do your co-hosts let you go on and on about this? You have no interest in after you're dead. You don't care. No, kids should be
okay
by a one man. Period.
Let's be real.
Not
prisoner. Stop. Let's be real here. These kids today, with their texting and cell phones and video games, and they don't read and they know nothing and they don't care. They know nothing. And the succeeding generations after us who are going to like run the world and everything. Yeah, how long do you really think the world is going to be around once these kids are in charge?
I'm sure that somebody said that about our generation. I'm sure that someone said that back in the 18th century too. The world will be just fine.
Back when kids read books, what, huh?
Oh, kids still read. Stop that.
Yeah, they read what
they
have.
It's
just
it's America.
You know what? You're right, and I would like to. And because you are right about that, I would like to invite any other country to please nuke the fuck out of America. I am inviting you. I, representing America, am saying to you other countries, please put us out of our misery.
See, this is why I have trouble with this whole Skype thing. Because, I could like hit you over the head with a newspaper if I was next to you.
Well, why would you? You know, violence is the last resort of, come on.
No, somebody needs to hit you over the head with a newspaper, like a rolled up newspaper.
So now you're
like,
comparing,
you can't
comparing
say this shit.
You're comparing me to a dog now.
No, you're not a dog. You're just
because I hate dogs.
Fuck, you can't. Please nuke us. What the hell?
Yes. By the way, I have lost respect for North Korea because they have made moves like they were going to nuke us, and they never did.
No, they were the boy who cried nuke. No. They were never going to nuke us.
I mean, I'm not saying to nuke.
They wanted us to beat them, which we're doing,
I mean,
and they wanted us to get free oil.
To leave this region be, Boston, New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C. Yeah, we're okay. But the rest of the country? Yeah, you guys got to go.
What about L.A.?
What's your point?
Look at all the great things that come out of L.A. All the, you know, great Hollywood movies and stuff. You don't want to nuke L.A., do you?
See, now you're doing your baiting me thing because you're trying to make me say something outrageous because you know I hate Hollywood. Wait, are the Weinsteins based in Hollywood or are they somewhere else?
The Weinstein, you know those, what, the two guys that Weinstein, left Disney and all that crap? Yeah, I don't know where they're from.
Because I did like Grindhouse, so yeah, they can make movies, but...
Well, they subsidize all of View Askew. They subsidize all of Kevin Smith's movies now.
Hmm. And you said the Dick and Jane, whatever the fuck, make a porno. You said that was actually good.
Zack and Miri. And yeah, it wasn't bad.
What?
It wasn't...
Were there tits?
All his it's not set in the Jay and Silent Bob universe, though. But those guys...
I don't care. It was time for that to go away. It's okay. But is it worth my time? Were there boobies?
No, download it and fast forward through some of the slow parts.
Damn. You know, a good movie really should... See, this gets back to boob counting, which, well, we couldn't do with this comic because there's too many. But yeah, a really good movie has, like, boobage every 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, there's lots of boobage in the movie, just not Elizabeth Banks. She doesn't get naked, obviously.
I hate that. You know what? Then recast the part. If you know, it's like play along, bitch, or walk.
You
are not made out of gold, Elizabeth. In fact, fuck you, Elizabeth Banks. Like
you know who he originally envisioned for the role was that chick that was in Grindhouse and that chick that was in the sequel to Clerks.
I didn't see Clerks 2. So which Grindhouse chick?
The hot chick that I always thought was part Spanish, part black, all hot.
Wait, tall. Planet Terror or the other one?
The one with the cars.
Oh, Sidney Poitier's daughter?
Forget it.
What?
It wasn't her.
Who else?
And I don't feel like, let's, anyway. So it wasn't really for Elizabeth Banks. He didn't write the part for Elizabeth Banks. So there you go.
Yeah, Betty and Jughead in the comic, which we were talking about once upon a time, Betty's pregnant, and Goodman, of course, is like, my goodness, you and Betty, congratulations! When was your marriage? I like Archie behind him, like, rolling his eyes. and Betty's response is, Jughead, rather. Jughead's like, tomorrow. The doctor just told us about the kid today. Meanwhile, Betty's father's behind Jughead pointing a rifle at his back. That's awesome. Anyway, poor Jughead. Goodman just refuses to participate in this orgy business. I like this one guy in the background. He's got a shopping cart with a bitch in it. He really is just having his pick. Because the dude's looking up at more bitches like, who else do I want to fuck? That was good. This whole thing. What's up with the chick, like, wrapped up with saran wrap? That's just creepy.
Well, you know, they got to lose weight somehow.
That makes you lose weight?
They used to actually do that.
You're kidding. I would never have known that.
Actually, wrapping a chick up in saran wrap, like see-through saran wrap, is kind of sexy. If you think about it, it's bondage, but you can still see everything.
Yeah, but I don't like how it feels, so I can't approve
it. Yeah, but the sound of it.
You know, better to use good, strong, like, duct tape and leave...
No.
Leave strategically the parts you like nipples you don't cover. Because when you take the duct tape... This is, like, really good duct tape. You know, you take it off, it's painful to them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, here in this panel... This is funny. Because Goodman's like, hey, this is like the Roman Empire. Come on, admit you laughed at this one panel.
The decline of the Roman Empire
Yeah,
I did.
And, then he's like, hey, Archie, how can you afford all this shit? And he takes him down to, like, his secret lair, and he's got, like, girls, like, in... he's got girls in trunks. He's got, like, girls just laying in piles. He's got, like, a chute to the furnace for what he has labeled soiled girls. Yeah, I know, this is awesome.
Nazi pet party stag films.
Ooh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, Archie's out of control, and I like this one woman he's got in the box. Life size, does everything but talk. Perfect. If you want realism, it says parts. Liver, lungs, moles, scars, pores.
To show you how dated this is, on the previous panel, it says Tropic of Cancer Illustrated. Because Tropic of Cancer back then, Henry Miller was like completely banned all over the place. And now if anybody read it, it'd be like totally mild.
And I'm sure there was never an actual illustrated copy. You know, it's funny. Didn't that come out right about the same time as Lolita, the novel?
I don't know for sure. Henry Miller was a little before that, but, it was banned. So I don't know when it really came out. All I know was that America just didn't want his shit out here, but it was all over Europe.
I'm trying to You know, to think that Sarah Palin wanted to, like, bring this, like, age of repression back.
You know why repression is good, though, in a certain way?
No.
Because something's not good unless it's bad.
Well, that's your whole thing. I don't have that.
Oh, it's completely true.
No, you need for things to be forbidden so that they're naughty, and then you're all... Nah, I don't understand that at all.
Why? Okay, you know what?
Because none of it's real, that's why. It's all a big joke.
Everybody covered their girls in duct tape, then it would be no fun. But the fact that you're the only one that does that...
Now, I never said that I did that. I'm just throwing it out there. Tell me that you would not want to wrap Mrs. Trekkie number 3's mouth with duct tape so she wouldn't talk.
I don't think I would stop with the mouth.
That's where I was going with that. And then when you're putting her in the steamer trunk... And then when you're driving her to the city dump.
All I want to tell the two remaining listeners is that it is possible to be so angry that you do indeed want to cover every part of your wife with black tape.
Well, they're the ones who would have provoked you to do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
so, you know, fuck the bitches. Which is pretty much the official slogan of Podcast X.
That may be the only thing I ever agree with you on, as a matter of fact. I've just decided.
You know what's funny is because once my stance on the bitches horrified you, and you have completely changed your position.
Yeah, it was a matter of time.
Yes, it was. It's called wisdom.
No, it's not called wisdom.
No, it is, because young guys don't have that wisdom. And women are able to, like, totally get over on them.
It's because you had an evil bitch much earlier than I did, number one. And number two, the evil that my bitches it came out slowly in more subtle ways, but it was still just as evil.
Oh, if we're talking about Mrs. Trekkie number 3, I would totally disagree with that. Slowly? What? Trekkie!
All right, okay.
Why were you out at the strip club again, Trekkie? I have tits, too! Here they are, down at my knees! Come on. Anyway.
That's what the black tape was for.
Okay, there you go.
All right, now let's see here. He's going absolutely bananas. Archie set fire to his own fucking Roman Coliseum of an orgy.
Don't forget, because this is too important. He explains where all his money and bitches came from. It's because he sold his soul to Satan. And now, yeah, he's fiddling as Rome burns, more or less. Well, he is. He's fiddling up here as his penthouse is burning. And then in the next panel, by the way, notice that it's the Roman Colosseum instead of his penthouse that's burnt down.
Right.
Like, all of this is great. And Goodman's still in shock. He's still dealing with, wait, Betty and Jughead, how could they have a kid if they're going to be married tomorrow? Oh, man. Last page. Whew. You know, I was just going to review this one story, but then when I found the actual magazine it was in, I just couldn't resist like the idea of reviewing the whole thing and this in context. But yeah, the next day, Goodman goes into the malt shop, the gang's there, and he tells them, about Archie selling his soul to the devil. Veronica's like, what nonsense? And there, of course, in the background is Satan. And he's like, who is to say? And he's got Archie's soul in, like, a little jar. And, of course, they're all horrified. So then what happens?
Oh, they line up.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
But Archie has.
Okay. Yeah, hey, wait. You mean we could sell our soul to the devil for real? Oh, okay.
And here, notice Superman is in line.
See, I do not believe that is Superman, because this is a Kurtzman Elder production, and they would not legally be allowed to use Superman. I believe that is Super Duperman from Mad Magazine that they created that is in line with Barney Google and Mutton Jeff and the Captain and the Cats and Jammer Kids and all these other comic strip characters.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because the only ones I recognize were Mutton Jeff. So
and Jiggs from Bringing Up Father. Yeah. Probably everybody in line is a comics character, and there's like characters I don't even recognize.
Did you just say Cats and Jammer Kids? How old are
They're
you?
They're in the corner, look.
Yeah, I see them.
See, you know who they were, so shut up. Cartoon! Oh. The cartoon! Remember, we were Channel 48. Yeah, there was actually a Cats and Jammer Kids cartoon. It was bad. Anyway. Yeah, then even Goodman's like, I think it's time for me to leave. To find a place where the dark forces aren't closing in, like on Podcast X, where honor is still sacred and where virtue triumphs, where but that's like any other podcast other than Podcast X. But then he's like, then again, maybe I should sign up. Even Goodman Beaver is tempted. Perfect. And what makes this really perfect, this last panel, is the return of the little kid with the glasses looking up like a retard at Goodman Beaver.
Right.
Bravo. 10. I mean, the comic, not the magazine. Next. Oh, we can ignore this. Oh, God. Did you even read this?
I did, because I took... Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I read it. I'm just like, do we really want to...
It's a song.
Yeah, it's lyrics to a song from a comedy album, and the joke...
And we don't...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the joke is that, you know, that if anyone knows of this, that famous painting of the... Revolutionary soldiers with the one's got the drum. Actually, two of them have drums, and the one's got a fife. It's like, hey, what was really going on behind the scenes with the characters in this painting?
It was good idea, badly executed.
It was probably executed well if you just hear it on the guy's record, but to transcribe it doesn't work at all. It just doesn't. Although I like the reference to the one dude. He calls him a moldy fig. Talk about, like, outdated slang. Let me see how it works today.
I didn't even get that.
Trekkie or a moldy fig?
Yeah, see?
Well, it's old, like, jazz hipster slang for, like, a square.
I'm sure that there's another guy.
Or, like, people who are into traditional jazz, like you. There you go. You're a moldy fig.
Oh.
Why can't you appreciate Miles Davis, you moldy fig?
Can we move on to the cool comic that's, like...
I just wanted to keep saying that. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Didn't we review this already?
That's what I was going to tell you.
I don't believe it. What were the odds? The Spirit. It's a reprint of a Spirit story, and it happens to be the exact same Spirit story that Eisner did, that Darwin Cook redid, that we reviewed the Darwin Cook version of in an earlier episode with Sans Serif.
By the way, the Darwin Cook one was a little bit better.
Only in terms of that the writing is more contemporary.
Yes. Not so cheesy, not so goofy.
Well, the Spirit's kind of supposed to be cheesy and goofy, though.
I love these front covers, though, when he, like, the Spirit is always, made of the materials of the story.
Yes, and in this one, it's like a brick wall.
The story all the time.
Yeah. No other artist can really do that, even though everybody has, like, tried. It's only good when Eisner would do it. And Ebony White, by the way, is not in this story. Notice that I'm not going through the plot, because we already did that episode. The same damn story.
It is.
I mean, it's slightly different, but yeah.
Ebony White movie.
Is Ebony going to be the movie? You said.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Which is a cop out, by the way. I mean, yeah, that's taking a coward's way out. Not that I'm saying that they should have a stereotypical Ebony, because of course they should not. But to completely sidestep the issue, no. It's come on, think of something. Do something. I mean, Ebony was a big part of the strip. I mean, Darwin Cook did a good job just by taking the radical, revolutionary tack of just making Ebony a human being instead of a bizarre creature. What? Hello?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I was letting you talk and I didn't want to talk over you.
Yeah, we've done that a lot this episode.
Yeah, it's going to come out fucked up unless... Well, you'll fix it.
Sure I will.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
some pills. Be sure to buy a t-shirt, and then you will be hit. Are the Gothic Archies we? Oh, are we ever they? In fact, it is a mystery how anyone could say. We're not the Gothic Archies, Archies. Such people by squeezing out their breath. Are we the Gothic Archies? Be careful what you say.
Anyway, in this... let me give you some background, which there is on this story. Apparently, this story was originally done for an issue of John Law, which was a comic book Eisner did in, like, the late 40s. And he repurposed it as a spirit story a couple years later. So, which is what we're looking at. Actually, we're looking at a repurposed version of a repurposed story. Because if you go back and look at the splash page, there's like thumbtacks up at the top, like, hey, here's some old stuff. And at the bottom, like, the original title was Brigand Sans Serif. And like, yeah, there's a little bit of a tampering, I'll say. But it's, you know what, he did his own tampering, so it's fine. I could see if like Kurtzman was the one to change anything. Yeah, I was trying to get to
thumbtack.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't quite get. What? Why is there a thumbtack above the spirit holding up what?
Well, it's holding up this page of the spirit. I took it as here's an old spirit story. What?
Okay.
I mean, I have no better. If you have a better.
No, not really.
Because honestly, it looks stupid.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I didn't quite get it. But, you know, I have said that to you before, that Gene Roddenberry did the same thing. And I think that there is a case to be made that certain characters need their own type of story. And whenever you take a Star Trek story and you turn it into something else, you get those failed pilots called Genesis One and Planet Earth.
Well, this kind of works anyway because, John Law was just the spirit, like, totally revamped anyway for, like, you know, to support a proper comic book. So, in effect, it kind of, like, hey, by the way, he slipped because Notice Spirits is not, he's not wearing a mask in this bottom right-hand panel in page 3 of the story. Those look like sunglasses or something.
Well, he's just lazy. Didn't even draw holes in them.
But this kid has a name. This kid's name is Sammy or something. And it looks like he just slightly redrew Ebony because Sammy still doesn't look quite human, even though, like, if this was in color, he would be white, so he's not Ebony. He is supposed to be a different character.
I was going to ask you about that, yeah.
But, what the...
Yeah, Ebony White, the most racist character in all of comics?
Next to John Henry Irons, yeah.
Do you really think John Henry Irons is racist?
No, I'm saying next to. I'm saying Ebony is only the second most racist.
So you think John Henry Irons is the racist?
Steel is worse because... DC Comics, like even Eisner, when he was doing Ebony, he was just doing what every cartoonist except Walt Kelly did at the time, which was to have the black guy be a racist caricature and not even look human. Whereas DC Comics, you know, Louise Simonson, Steel's creator and her editors and so on, they genuinely had no idea they were being offensive.
So Now, Darwin Cook, who now creates this Justice League character called what?
Oh, no, because I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Brown Bomber?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have to get back up. First of all, let me get this in before I forget. Yeah, actually, he redid John Law's sidekick as well as the Spirit, because originally Sammy, who replaced Ebony, Sammy was John Law's sidekick, Nubbin, in the original Law story.
Nubbin.
I just wanted to say Nubbin, but yes.
He wasn't really called Nubbin, was he?
He was really called Nubbin. And I don't.
Black people don't even get to have hands. They have to be called Nubbin.
Well, I don't know if Nubbin was black or white, because I've never read a John Law comic. But to me, it's ridiculous enough that he actually named a character Nubbin.
It's bad enough that sidekicks never get to do anything cool, but like at least give them hands.
Okay, check it out. In this book, Trinity, that DC is putting out, in this like alternate reality, Ragman has a sidekick. Take a guess at what Ragman's sidekick would be named.
Dude, I don't even know.
Tatters.
Well, Tatters is actually a character you and I created a long time ago for something completely different.
Oh, right. But no, this is now DC owns the copyright on that character, so we're fucked. But
because remember, he had a dog. You remember what the dog's name was?
Shit, the dog had no legs.
Tatters. I don't know if you want to give this away or not. So
no, wait. I'm saying, is this the character in the dog I'm thinking of? And now we've totally lost the audience. By the way,
it's called Patches.
Fuck, I did forget. hey, what about? Oh, never mind. Let me stop. We're already giving away intellectual property.
Anyway, we had Tatters first.
So. Well, yeah, but see, our thing was like comedic, but. I'm talking about a superhero comic, and his sidekick is Tatters, like Rags and Tatters.
I get it.
Come on. Yeah, it was not Darwin Cook that created the Brown Bomber. It was, I guess it was DC editorial, because they came up with, hey, let's have a black character. Meanwhile, of course, they had John Stewart gathering dust, but never mind that. And they were going to have Black Lightning be a white racist who would turn into a black superhero, until one of their writers pointed out, that's really wrong and evil and stupid. And you're talking about that page on Scans Daily that was an issue of Justice League, and that wasn't Darwin Cook. That was actually Dwayne McDuffie basically taking the piss out of DC Comics for coming up with something so goddamn offensive. So you're like, oh, you want this? Here it is. See how fucking racist and stupid this is?
Dwayne McDuffie's black, so...
Now, here's the thing. If a white writer had done that same page, would you then say it was wrong?
I wouldn't, but Starhawk would.
Because I was going to say Vixen was appalled and offended. It's like, look, just in case you don't realize this is a joke, here's a character pointing out that this is a joke.
And she was still offended?
No, because in the context of the comic, it's not a joke. But reading it, the reader realizes, oh, well come on.
So, since I hardly ever listen to Podcast X.
Thank you for admitting that. And by the way, I would like to praise Starhawk for actually listening to episodes of Podcast X that he is not on, because, of course, not listening to any episode is pretty much a fuck you to the management of Podcast X. But yes, go on.
Yeah, but we all know Starhawk's a masochist. He may be listening to this podcast, that poor fuck.
No, Starhawk is a sadist. I mean, I can only imagine what he does to the bitches. What tortures he puts them through. What? I mean, for one thing, he made them like listen to that Supergirl four-parter.
Can you imagine making somebody that you care about listen to a podcast about comic books? Can you? Anyway.
By the way, I do know that reminds me. He has made Lady Hawk listen to at least one episode of PCX.
He calls her Lady Hawk?
No, I'm calling her that. He calls her the wife thing.
The wife thing?
Yes, he has called her that on the show. That was pretty. Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, I thought Mrs. Trekkie was patronizing, but the wife thing is probably really, like... Anyway.
It's like the ultimate horror comic. From the bedroom, it rises. Starhawk! The wife thing! Yeah.
That's not bad.
What's funny is I made Lady Hulk sound like Mrs. Trekkie number 3 there. Bad continuity on my part. You were going to say but I don't remember what you were going to say.
I was going to ask, was Vixen at the end of that episode, did she get the context, or was she still, did you leave her offended?
Wait, what episode?
Well, I thought you said Vixen. Oh, all right. You said, I assumed it was a podcast where you said Vixen was offended.
No, I didn't say, no. The character, Vixen, who is a member of the JLA.
Oh.
You know.
Oh. Well, then never mind. The last 10 minutes made no sense.
Okay. You know, she really should not have named herself after a comic book character.
That's true.
Whew. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, like I said, we already reviewed the Sans Serif story.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on page 5, I want to say, of this story, panel 2, Sans Serif, even though she's smoking a cigarette, which is disgusting, she looks really sexy there. She's got, like, the heavy come-fuck-me eyelids, and she's, like, being wistful and saying, maybe she'll even, quote, marry some guy who'll overlook my past. And it's like, no, bitch, he'll find out. Once a whore, always a whore. Ain't no guy gonna overlook your whoreness. Moving on.
Now you treat her like the girl next door until you marry her.
Why do you marry her? Wait a minute, what?
Past, so
you don't marry anybody. That's where you fail. Stop marrying these bitches. What? Yeah.
By the way, there's no extradition from Florida, so I could have done anything up there. All right, let's move this along. I have a time thing here.
Yeah. You say that even if you didn't have a time thing.
I already told you before the podcast I had a time thing.
And then you apparently forgot it because you just kept tangenting out of control. God damn, I've tried to keep you on track. Yeah, then after the spirit story, we've got more of these one-panel photo gags. I like the one here where you have like a preacher-looking dude because he's got his hand up and his eyes are closed and... Like, he's holding this old bitch's hand. And he's saying, okay, I swear, Mama, I swear I won't marry out of my religion. Wow, times were really different. Like, only the filthy Jews still do that with the, don't marry outside the religion thing now. Hey, there you go. Your next Mrs. Trekkie should be, like, you know, a Jew bitch.
But...
I mean, okay, you won't get any oral sex, but, you know, there's got to be an upside somewhere.
But Mama Trekkie and Papa Trekkie are kicked the bucket, so nobody would even care now.
You're stealing Batman's shtick. Do you hear yourself? You're all like, my parents are dead. Now stop that.
Well, I didn't say it as if I was upset about it.
Oh, well, okay then. I'm just scrolling through the one-panel gags and...
I like the one where all the Italians are... Because I have nothing but contempt for the Italians. So all the Italians are pushing a car. And the guy says, you fools, the other cars have engines. So I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, speaking of Dagos, there's this guy here. Do you already know about Joey Vento, Fenty, whatever his name is? The guy who runs, is it Gino's Steaks, I think? It's either Gino's or Pat's. Who the fuck cares?
You know, there's two little steak shops in the south of Philly.
Yeah, and the steaks from either place aren't even good.
They suck.
But they do. But anyway, ironically, you know whose steaks are good here in Philly? Because this would be a whole nother controversy. There's actually a place called Chink Steaks. But it's not, like, making fun of Chinese people or anything like that. The guy who founded the business, his nickname was Chink because he had chinky eyes. And, like, then the Asians tried to get them shut down. But meanwhile, like, there are no Asians in Chink's neighborhood that would even patronize Chink Steaks. So it was basically just a whole shakedown to get free money. And, ultimately it failed because the place is still open. It's still called Chink Steaks. Their steaks are great. So, yeah, anyway.
The tangent you should have gone on was the English only spoken here tangent.
What, you just Google?
No, I already knew about that.
I wasn't sure if you knew or not because, like, you left. And the chronology of that...
That was way back then. That happened a year ago.
It'll never go away as long as the guy is still in business, apparently. But yeah, that guy, like, who runs the Italian guy, who runs that steak place, hung a English, like, ooh, it, I just get annoyed at this whole, English only sign up.
Well, okay, but suppose some
No, here's the thing. No one has ever tried to order a steak in Spanish there. So why is he putting that sign up? Well, you know why he's putting that sign up.
You didn't let me finish.
Because the neighborhood is changing.
Go up and speak Mexican with the guy. Okay, and they say burrito.
Okay, I told
And he doesn't have burritos.
I talked over the beginning of you, so like nobody heard like any of that, is what I was trying to say. So go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, you know, the guy has a right.
What?
To receive orders in the language he can understand.
I see. Okay, what if he hung up a sign, whites only?
Now that's...
He has a right to only accept orders
that's completely,
from people he can understand.
How you book versus how you communicate.
But white
okay,
people,
for example,
excuse me, white people communicate.
Okay, you know
like
what?
White
see,
people.
You see,
excuse me, sir. I would like to order a steak.
Piss me off.
What? Everything.
Okay,
everything.
All right. Suppose a school bus full of deaf kids showed up, and it's a shame because this is the end of the podcast, and no one's gotten to this point, and this is my best point. A school bus full of deaf kids shows up and wants to order steaks in sign language.
Fuck them! They're cripples. They should have been euthanized.
Exactly.
Are you saying that? People who speak Spanish should be crippled by business owners who won't take their orders?
The point of the matter is that he has as much chance of understanding Spanish as he does sign language. Yet the Spanish people say that it's
bullshit. And this is why this is bullshit. Here is me in Spanish ordering a steak. I'll have one El Steco. See how easy.
It's not El Steco.
Now, moving on. I used to watch Sanford and Son. And Red Fox would speak Spanish just like that. Thank you very much.
By the way, it's carne con queso. And no, he doesn't have to understand what carne con queso is.
Notice
because
that
this
you
is
apparently are a filthy foreigner because you speak Spanish. So he would not
serve then,
you.
So then the government, under your filthy liberal command, would probably force him to go buy an official translator. And what if a transgendered guy goes up and orders in that fucked up transgendered language?
Okay, well, what if a dolphin ordered a steak? Like that in that South Park where Randy became a dolphin. And he wanted a special restroom with a pool.
See? It's a slippery slope. So good for the South Park guys to say that enough is enough.
So
that's why there's a museum
of talent.
So
what you're saying is that we should just get rid of all Spanish people.
All I'm saying is
that... And the dolphins.
He only understands English. If you want to speak Spanish, go to the Spanish steak sandwich place.
But no one has ever actually tried to order a steak in Spanish there. It's just him hanging up a coded whites-only sign.
That's not true. Black people don't speak Spanish.
Gina Torres speaks Spanish. And Timmy Thume and Vicious Smith insist that she is black. Therefore, there are black people who speak Spanish. Also, Mrs. Cosby on The Cosby Show spoke Spanish. Aha.
Yeah, but she was one of the lighter...
And her name was Felicia Rashad, so she was a terrorist.
And she looked like a mulatto, so there's just no trusting her whatsoever.
Well, no, she didn't. You're talking about the two eldest daughters. Especially Sandra. In fact, fuck that. Sandra was white. Sandra was not their kid.
No.
No way. I like this one panel here where they're like at a circus or something, and I don't know what... This is just bizarre. You have like a Tarzan dude, and like there's people in sparkly circus suits, and I don't know what they're doing. And this one chick is like, I'm Agent X. Quick, the password! You know what? I don't want to see the movie this still is taken from, but I want to see the movie that they would extrapolate from that word balloon with this movie still. Plus, this chick looking, like, over this thing in the background. Yeah, she's a villain. You can tell. I'm telling you, there is a whole movie, like, behind this. That's not the actual movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with it. The funny one, I thought, was the sight gag with all the guys at the table. The two guys are masked. And the guy goes, only one of us can be the Lone Ranger.
That is the second funniest one in this segment. Yeah. This is from Curse of the Werewolf, this bottom one. They didn't say it was going to be a formal dinner. You have like a hobo and he's like at like a dinner of rich people with the powdered wigs. Yeah, that's – watch Curse of the Werewolf, goddammit. It's got rape.
Oh, well, as long as it says rape.
Yeah, this dude's the rapist. They put him first. They humiliate him for food, and then it's so sad because the king had or whatever had just gotten married, and they humiliate him and like throw food to him like a dog, and it's all very good. It's a very good scene, and then the guy fucks up because he tells like the duke or king or whatever, enjoy your wedding night. So of course, then they throw him in the dungeon. Where, you know, after many years, he becomes crazed, and this bitch they wind up throwing into the dungeon, he rapes her, and the baby's a werewolf. It was all... Oh, and the werewolf was Oliver Reed. So it was all good.
Well, Oliver Reed is always over the top in anything he's done.
Yeah, he was young. He kind of looked like a werewolf, even without the makeup.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah,
here's your JFK thing. You were talking about this earlier, that some of this was creepy now. Where JFK's ready to hit the button. Here goes Moscow!
It's just a little Morse code. He's with the guy that invented Morse code. It's such an old picture. I don't know what he's doing.
Then there's ads. By the way, I like that they have this naked nurse on the cover of the first Help collection.
Mm. It's fast acting Help.
And more ads. Hey, Brand X cigarettes. Wait a minute. We own the letter X. They can't do that.
Ooh, Jane Mansfield.
And it's a Jane Mansfield movie poster that they will put your face on, which is ridiculous, but okay.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, she's got, speaking of boob countings, you know. Oh, a pro and con pillowcases for the two ladies that listen to this podcast. You have a pillowcase that if you're sleeping on a pillow, you can have the yes pillow if you want to fuck like bunnies, or the no pillow.
Well, they cite the joke that they got that from. I went out with Siamese twin girls last night. Have a good time? Well, yes and no.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Are these gags, or can you really order the stuff?
Yes. This is the precursor to Captain Company, which was Warren Magazine's. Like, they kept doing this. They would always put like a couple pages of ads in the back, and of course, over time, how many pages just sort of grew and grew.
But it's really, these are real. I mean, notice, by the way, it is Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, because Captain Company, well, again, this would become, they called it at the time, the satire shop. Yeah, for some reason, they ran their mail order, thing out of Philadelphia. Don't ask me. Oh, because, James Warren is from Philly or something, so there you go.
Yeah, because Philadelphia, turns out creepy, fucked up people, much like Cleveland.
Well, yeah, I mean, aside from myself, I'm normal, but, like, everybody else, you have, R. Crumb and James Warren and... You know, whoever else is famous that's from Philly, whereas I actually probably just named them both.
And, yeah, that's pretty much you. And you're famous now.
Yes, in certain circles. Well, infamous, maybe. The back page. Question, which person here is the Help reader? And there's, pictures of actors and actresses. And then, of course...
All horrified.
Hey, look, there's an answer upside down. Answer, you are. Upside down yet? What are you, a nut? That's a definite wah. I'll give this magazine. I will give this a 7. Even though the Archie comic was a 10, but the whole thing is a 7. I see you give. I see you give it a moment of silence. That's it.
Well, I hate agreeing.
you also give it a 7?
I give it a 7. Hmm. I don't rate the Archie comic a 10 though. I'll give the Archie comic an 8 or a 9.
Really?
I didn't think. I thought the Archie comic, I thought the gags were a little too
juvenile. I give the actual script for the Archie comic an 8, but I give the background gags a 12. So see, that averages out to 10.
You can't see, this is where you slippery slip liberals can, you just change the scale. If kids are failing, just change the scale.
Hey,
no.
did you see King of the Hill Sunday? Is that where you got that from?
No, I just made that up. Why? Is that,
yeah,
King
they,
of,
they
is
made,
that his?
They made fun of No Children Left Behind. And suffice to say, the funniest line of that episode was, I ran out of first place ribbons.
That's my viewpoint.
That's not really what I'm saying. Stop trying to make me into a straw man.
I want a mom and a dad to raise a boy, and I want people to order their sandwiches and...
Okay.
That's all I want. I don't care color is their skin. I don't care.
Are you okay? This is why I have to keep talking over you. You keep saying wrong things. Are you okay with a gay couple raising Spanish-speaking kids?
No. What? No.
What?
No.
Well, why not?
No. No. No gay children raising, no gay people raising children. Never. Ever, ever.
Wow.
Never.
Okay.
And that's not shtick. I firmly believe that.
I know, which is why I'm telling you this, living in the South has changed you.
That's not true.
Well, it clearly has.
I have always believed that.
Wow. What else secretly have you always believed that's a bigoted point of view? I mean, goddamn.
That's not bigoted.
Oh, of course not. No. Hey,
Bigotry is against the lifestyle choice.
Lifestyle choice! See?
Well, no. I mean, if you're born gay, you have to act on it. Of course, you're not going to fuck a woman if you really are gay inside.
When did you choose to be straight, Trekkie?
The moment I was born and saw tits?
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should be very careful not to let the first thing an infant sees when it's born be the doctor's crotch who's delivering the infant.
See?
Are you?
And by the way, I dare you, I double dog dare you to ask Starhawk whether two gays should raise a kid. I dare you.
This is not about Starhawk.
And by the way, I don't think Mexicans should be allowed to raise children either, so I'm consistent. Mexicans and gays should not be allowed to raise kids.
Okay, would you allow a gay Mexican to order a steak?
Only in English.
Well, what if he spoke in gay instead of Spanish?
What if he's speaking gay? Like if he goes up and orders a cheesesteak, but in like in a sort of effeminate way, like and orders French cheese on it or something?
You mean like John Kerry?
Right, then he doesn't deserve to be president. And you know
actually,
what? He didn't.
Actually, Kerry ordered a Swiss on his cheesesteak.
I'm fascinated by the fact.
I would love to see everyone's faces at that moment from Philadelphia. Woo! Okay.
300 million Americans and all those people dying in Iraq paid the penalty for him being so effete and such an asshole, stupid fuck.
Now, I'm sure he's a fine windsurfer. Okay. What if John Kerry wanted to order a steak in Spanish?
No.
Okay,
what?
Wait, I got
no.
it. What if a gay Mexican who voted for John Kerry wants to order a steak in Italian?
Did you just
handle that note? We are out of here. I would like to invite any other country to please nuke the fuck out of America. I am inviting you. I, representing America, am saying to you other countries, please put us out of our misery.